Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the
Welcome into The View from Wayne America on Big Red Country KTCH, the city KCTY 989-1590 and WayneDailyNews.com. Talking with Molly Young today, director at Wayne Community Theater for their upcoming weekend performance. Molly, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, well, how have you been lately?
How have I been lately? Great. And I've been having rehearsal in the park all summer, so I've been out in the sun more than I usually am during the summer, but otherwise, yeah, great.
Of course, yeah, busy performance coming up. Wayne Community Theater again presenting Virtue Always Triumphs or Life in the Wicked City. So we'll get right into that, Molly, and kind of talk about what this performance is about.
Sure. Virtue Always Triumphs is a classic melodrama. There's a evil villain, there's a virtuous heroine, there's a good guy who kind of saves the day at the end. There's temptation, redemption, laughter, music. It's just sort of got the whole package.
And then, so it's a kind of a two-name play. What's the reason there?
Most melodramas, most old-fashioned melodramas, and this is a kind of theater that was really popular in the late 1800s because during that time, people really liked having entertainment that featured a simplified moral universe, good versus evil, where you knew that there was going to be good triumphing at the end. It was a stressful time for a lot of Americans in the 1880s. And for some reason, historically, melodramas have two titles, a main one, which is Virtue Always Triumphs, and then a subheading, which in this case is Life in the Wicked City.
Perfect. So again, it's Wayne Community Theater presenting Virtue Always Triumphs or Life in the Wicked City this Friday and Saturday, July 30th and the 31st at 7 p.m. each night. That's a free will donation, and it's at Bristol Park. So it's an outdoor venue. Kind of talk about the reason why I'm selecting that as well.
Sure. Well, when we were planning on this earlier in the year, we just weren't quite sure what theater was going to look like during the summer, the year after being locked down. And I admit I was one of the first people to be reluctant about doing a show outside because there's so much uncertainty, weather and bugs and all kinds of things. But we decided it was the smartest thing to do, and just kind of cross our fingers that the weather cooperates. And I have to say, being in Bressler Park almost every evening over the last few months, it's beautiful there. And the city takes care of it so nicely. There's shade. Even on days that we rehearsed where it was 100 degrees during the day, by 7 o'clock, 7:30, it was just lovely. It was not even hot in the park. And so it's actually renewed my faith in doing outdoor productions. I love going to outdoor theater, but directing always makes me nervous because there's just so many things you can't control. So I've had to let go of some of those things. But also the improvements to the stage have made it possible for everybody to participate. In fact, we had Nick Hazy in our cast for a while at the beginning of the summer before he got sick. And he was able to roll up onto stage in his chair. There's a shade over the stage too, so that helps keep actors comfortable. And it's just turned into this lovely little place to have an entertainment event.
Yeah, Bressler Park, it's always been getting more busy each summer, it seems like.
Yeah.
A lot more events are happening out there. Just kind of, have you been able to go out there when other events have happened out there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, Chicken Show and the music in the park, Bressler Fest. And I think that's awesome that people are actually getting outside more and utilizing that space because it's kind of a jewel right in the middle of town.
Again, Director Molly Young joining us with Wayne Community Theater here for their weekend performance. So, Molly, you talk about at Bressler Park, kind of obviously weather you got to worry about, but also you got to bring, I'm assuming, some equipment out there, lights? How's that work?
Yep, we do. We have plans to be miking the event. We'll have lights for actually when we start the show at the beginning. At 7 o'clock, it's still light enough, but around 8:30 or so, it starts to get kind of dark up there. And so we'll be having the show will be full fully lit, and all of that stuff will have to be set up and taken down every day, but we have a team that's going to be taking care of that.
And what's the time on one of these performances? How long do these last?
Well, right now, and of course, we're just coming to our last few rehearsals, but it's been running about 2 hours, and we'll have a brief intermission. And one of the great things about having a show in the park is I know some people are reluctant to bring kids or even babies to shows because you don't want to get trapped in a theater and have to stand in the back and jiggle a baby who might be fussy. But at the park, that's a moot point because kids can run around, they can play on the equipment, they can, if they get bored, or even if adults get bored, they can wander off. And it's just such a casual, nice solution to the world of theater, which sometimes is, it feels kind of like you have to stay still in a seat in a cave in a dark room and you can't leave. And there's just lots of opportunities here to have fun.
So it's Virtue Always Triumphs this Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock at Bressler Park, put on by Wayne Community Theater. So Molly, looking more back at this for a weekend performance, when did you guys start and kind of have things been going leading up to your final week of rehearsals?
Sure. We started rehearsing at the beginning of June, and we had auditions, I think the beginning of June we had rehearsals and started soon after that. And we have rehearsals 4 times a week in the park, and we do work around people's schedules, their work schedules, kids' schedules, vacation plans. That's sort of a given with community theater. When you are working with actors who have busy lives, you have to be accommodating, and they don't disappoint. Everybody always upholds their end of the bargain. And so we've been out there, and we've had some shifting of the cast because of issues that came up with actors. I mentioned Nick earlier getting sick, and so there's been a few cases like that, but it's a great cast made up of people that are coming from other communities. My stage manager comes from Wausau, and we have people participating from Laurel and Windside, and high school students and retirees, and just a really interesting mix of people.
Yep, so all sorts of ages there. What are numbers like to put on a production like this? How many cast members, how many crew members do you have to have?
I believe, if I am thinking right, I think we have about 14 cast members and then a crew, and that includes costuming and backstage and sound and music, of about another 10 people. And so it's a huge number of different kinds of gifts that people bring into this, and they collaborate and we make it all work.
So 7 p.m. Friday night and Saturday night, again, Wayne Community Theater presenting Virtue Always Triumphs. Molly, what can community members, when they come out this weekend, expect to see from these performances?
Sure. Community members that want to come and see this show should just bring whatever they want to be comfortable. So lawn chairs, blankets, bug spray, although we haven't really noticed any sort of bugs in the park, and food. You can bring food, and we will have popcorn and water there for sale, but otherwise people can bring a picnic supper and spread out, find a place that they are comfortable, and then we'll start the show promptly at 7. And like I said, a brief intermission halfway through, and we should be all finished up by around 9:30 at night for that.
And then I see it's, of course, a free will donation. So what do funds help out with for Wayne Community Theater for this weekend performance?
Any funds that we get donated go right back into our programming, so they will fund things like upcoming shows and cover the costs of this show, although we have 4 generous business sponsors as well as the Wayne Tourism Bureau that are making this show possible and helping us be able to provide it for free to the community, which is what we love doing. We love providing opportunities for everybody to take part in theater. And although you may pay $2,300 for a seat in New York to go see a Broadway play, out here we think that you should be able to go see really good quality theater no matter who you are and how much money you have. And so we thank our sponsors for being able to do that for our community.
And who are those sponsors again?
Our sponsors for this show are Allman Farms, Whaler Construction, Magnuson, Hopkins, Eye Care, and Room to Breathe Yoga and Massage.
Perfect. Well, of course, we thank those sponsors for helping you guys put the shows on this weekend. And I know you mentioned earlier it's an outdoor performance. A lot of things can happen when you have outdoor performances. If there is weather, what can you work around? Is there another location? Would you postpone it another day, or how would that work out?
Well, at this point, I'm just crossing my fingers and hoping that it doesn't happen. But we may end up doing a rain date on Sunday if absolutely necessary. But at this point, we just want it to go up the way it's planned, and we'll think on our feet if we have to when we get there.
So Friday night, Saturday night, this July 30th and the 31st, 7 p.m. are the two performances there at Bressler Park. Virtue Always Triumphs, or Life in the Wicked City is the name of the performance. And obviously, you talked about the cast members, the crew members you have. If more people are interested in joining Wayne Community Theater, how can they go about that?
Right. Great question. We have a Facebook page, Wayne Community Theater on Facebook, and that's how we put out our announcements about auditions. We also have a website that if people want to get our fall newsletter, there's a button on there for that. We have coming up this summer, actually the day after our show gets done, on Monday, that would be August 2nd, we'll be having auditions for our children's theater, which is Missoula Children's Theater Caravan is coming through Wayne, and they are doing The Snow Queen. And this is a musical that kids K through 12 can sign up for. It's 5 days of rehearsal and then two shows on Saturday, and that's all taking place at the high school lecture hall. The first week of August, right before school starts. So there's on our Facebook page is also a link, registration form for that week.
Perfect. Well, I guess, Mahler, those are the main questions I had for you. Anything else you'd like to add about Wayne Community Theater as a whole, or going into this weekend's performance as well?
I would just invite everybody to come, and it's going to be just a fun, relaxing time, and our performers are so great. Aaron, it's almost a little bit intimidating how how great everybody is. When we had our rehearsal last week where everybody was off of book for the first time, and that's a rehearsal that usually is pretty rough and that I always dread, but they were so professional. Everybody had just worked so hard, and it was humbling. I thought, oh wow, I have a lot of work to do on my end in order to make this come off. I need to work as hard as they do, at least. So yeah, it's so great. And one interesting thing about community theater is that it really strengthens bonds of people who may not know each other. And that's one of the reasons why I do community theater and why I love it, is to get to know new people and then to watch these relationships form that then turn into connections after the show is over. It's just so cool. And those connections wouldn't happen probably if these people hadn't been collaborating on this one project.
Yeah. All right. Well, Molly, thanks again for joining us here today. And of course, best of luck to you guys and this weekend's performance.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Aaron.
So again, Molly Young with Wayne Community Theater, the director there for Virtue Always Triumphs, or Life in the Wicked City, Friday and Saturday, July 30th and the 31st at 7 p.m. at Bressler Park, free will donation. And of course, everybody is invited this weekend to those performances.
Been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC. The View from Wayne.